Our story begins in Blake's suite at the Algonquin, where Charlie has just arrived for the dinner party with Matt.
Is there a problem, Blake?
Charlie?
Yeah, aren't you guys like old school buddies or something?
Yes, we are.
Come in.
Charlie is in. Let the fun begin.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Charlie, how did everything go today?
Oh, it went amazing, incredible. Hello, everyone. I'll meet you all in a second. But first, I have an announcement to make. As of about an hour ago, I am now the proud owner of TM Productions.
Charlie, that's great. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Charlie.
Yeah. Thanks, Marilyn. And, hello. Good to see you.
You too. This is my sister, Gretchen.
Ooh. Hi. Wait. I know your face. I think we've met before, haven't we?
Maybe. I work at Wilson's Diner.
Oh, that's exactly it. You were my waitress at Wilson's. You're a little hard to forget. Really nice to see you again, Miss Gretchen.
Charlie, I have someone for you to meet as well.
Where?
Where is he?
Here I am.
Holy moly. You? You've got to be kidding me.
Charlie, hi.
Terry, what the hell are you doing with Dr. Ramos?
This is Giancarlo. I've told you about him.
This is Giancarlo, your Rico Suave friend? He's Adriana's doctor.
What? Giancarlo? You didn't mention this to me, or the fact that you know my brother.
Teresa, we met only once. I didn't think that it was a good idea to discuss my patient with you.
Okay, I need to know, Dr. Suave. What are you up to with my sister?
Charlie, I don't know what you mean.
Charlie, what's the problem here?
This man kept me from seeing Adriana.
You just told me yesterday that you were over Adriana.
Well, I am, but...
Adriana was only my patient for the summer. She's back in the care of Dr. Hans now.
Can we not talk about Adriana anymore?
I think that would be an excellent idea. Wouldn't you agree, Charlie?
Yeah, you're right. Whatever.
Matt, hi. We met at the art exhibit the other day.
I remember. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Stiles.
Matt Malone.
Maddie's an old friend of Blake's.
Hi, Matt. I'm Terry, Blake and Charlie's sister, and this is Giancarlo.
Hi there.
Hello.
Blake, I think I'm ready for another drink.
Yeah, I'll have two drinks, please.
Okay, drinks for everyone.
At Larissa's penthouse, Andrew and Alexandra are in the master bedroom.
Okay, Andrew, we've been all over this penthouse. Doesn't anything ring a bell with you?
No. I know you thought I would come here and everything would just come flooding back to me, but it hasn't.
Maybe you need to sniff some of Larissa's money. That always worked on you before.
Geez, Alexandra, the way you describe me, it's as if I was all about the money.
No, you weren't all about money. You were all about money and women, in that order.
Well, I... Hey, so this.
Is that your wedding ring?
Okay, Andrew. Time to get rid of this wedding ring and to move on. The question is, to who and how much?
Andrew, what is it?
I just remembered something.
In her room at the Westside Hospital, Agnes is upset after hearing Rex talk about William Burton.
No, Ellie.
What is it, Mom?
No.
Rex, she said Ellie's name. Mom, you talked.
No, Ellie.
I don't understand, Mom. You don't want me to talk to Ellie about this? Should I get a doctor? No. Mac, could you leave us alone for a minute?
Sure, I'll be right outside.
Mom, I need to know what's going on here. Who is this Nurse Grimm, and what is her connection to Ellie?
Back at Blake's suite, the Deans and the Stiles have just finished dinner.
Blake, the dinner was fantastic.
I agree. My compliments to the chef.
Well, I'll let my caterer know you approved.
You mean you didn't cook dinner yourself?
Funny.
Blake, I hate to do this, but you know I have to get up early for the Simmons trial that starts tomorrow.
I was hoping that it was going to get delayed.
Unfortunately not, and I need to do some final prep work tonight.
You have to keep your perfect record intact.
Charlie, it was good to see you again. Terry, I'm glad we had a chance to meet for real this time.
All right, take it easy, counselor. And if I ever get into any legal trouble, I'll be sure to hunt you down, okay?
You do that.
I'll walk you out. Gretchen, can you stay?
I'd love to.
Take care of him. He needs it.
I'll do my best.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
So, Dr. Suave, I'd like to hear more about you and Miss Gretchen. What exactly happened there, anyway?
Charlie?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.